Mr. President, Madam Director General, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, this 69th World Health Assembly takes place after a year in which the international community achieved a remarkable consensus on an ambitious agenda for sustainable development. The cornerstone of these outcomes is the post-2015 agenda for development, including the Sustainable Development Goals, which set a comprehensive and far-reaching agenda for our planet. Health is necessarily a crucial component in this agenda, and our actions at this assembly must build upon and help advance these ambitious goals. Jamaica welcomes the integrated and holistic approach to sustainable development and sees this health agenda as an integrally linked to the overarching aim of improving the lives of all people and leaving no one behind. In this context, our investments in health correlate with our poverty reduction efforts, environmental protection programs, improvements in education and productivity, and promoting social and cultural and material well-being. In the pursuit of these goals, we face several challenges, many of them due to the vulnerabilities that Jamaica and other countries of the Caribbean sub-region face as small island developing states. These vulnerabilities include the impact of natural disasters, the negative effects of climate change, and unsustainable levels of indebtedness. They have constrained our efforts to achieve sustainable development and limited our ability to adequately invest in prevention activities. Jamaica is committed to the goal of universal health coverage, which is a crucial safety net for vulnerable communities and the poor. We recognize that these efforts must build upon the strong engagement of families and communities to ensure success. Mr. Chairman, it is vitally important that the commitment to ensuring the means of implementation for the achievement of SDG 3 is followed up with concrete support for small island developing states and highly indebted middle-income countries like Jamaica. In this regard, we must reiterate the Addis Ababa Action Agenda's call for additional resources to countries caught within the middle-income trap, and for the monitoring and assessment of programs to advance policy development. We further urge that resources be channeled to ensure effective program implementation and sustainability, as well as increased capacity for health emergency preparedness in these countries. We are cognizant of the fact that strategies to achieve the SDGs must be sensitive to national circumstances and will require meaningful steps in building capacities. Introducing innovative technologies and a reconfiguration of health statistics and information systems to ensure implementation. We also recognize that in the reality of an interconnected world, in which the rapid diffusion of cultural practices across borders and regions is the norm, no country can take this road alone. The emergence and re-emergence of diseases in this new reality requires partnership as a necessary element in all our initiatives. Jamaica wishes to place on record our appreciation for the work being done by the WHO, PAHO, and other international development partners, strengthening through international cooperation in health and the contribution of the Jamaican diaspora. Mr. President, with respect to partnerships, we strongly urge that the framework for engagement with non-state actors, FENSA, is carefully debated during this 69th World Health Assembly. My delegation will be keen to ensure that the region of the Americas, through its governing bodies, continue its engagement with non-state actors. Jamaica is confident that we will find a solution that respects the roles and responsibility of the intergovernmental mechanisms and the sovereign responsibility of governments, while enabling the effective engagement and partnership with non-state actors, including NGOs, the private sector, academic institutions, and civil society. Mr. Chairman, Let me in closing reaffirm Jamaica's commitment to the effective implementation of the SDGs and the achievement of the goals set for health and well-being, including through the outcomes of this, the 69th World Health Assembly. Thank you.